time for the play-in rounds. Local teams try to advance to the state final basketball playoffs. Here's a rundown of tonight's matchups. Winners, of course, keep on playing while the losers are done for the season. Three local teams playing on the boys' side. Mountain View hosts Willamette. Bend at home against Ashland, and Crook County hits the road. They're at Baker. For the girls, a bunch of games. Redmond at home against Gresham. Silverton going to be at Bend. Mountain View travels to Crescent Valley. Summit heads to Lebanon. Madras at home against Seaside. Crook County hosts Baker. Sisters on the road at Philomath. And Lapine travels to LaSalle. Good luck to the local teams. In the NBA last night, Chris Bosh collected 25 points and 8 rebounds as the Heat humbled the Knicks 102-88. Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra says they were focused on shutting down Jeremy Lin.
What we wanted to do is treat him with the adequate respect that he deserves. He's played at an extremely high level. He's a clever player. He's a very good player, particularly in that system. It fits very well.
Lin only had 8 points on 1 of 11 shooting. He also had 8 turnovers in the loss. Dwayne Wade, 22 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists for Miami. And LeBron James added 20 points, 9 boards, and 8 assists. A few other games last night. Atlanta beat Orlando, San Antonio topped Denver, and Oklahoma City beat Frank's favorite team, the Lakers. Milwaukee Brewers will be able to open the season with reigning National League MVP Ryan Braun in the lineup. Braun has become the first Major League player to have his positive drug test overturned. Major League Baseball Players Association released a statement saying the arbitration panel upheld the left fielder's appeal of a 50-game drug suspension by a 2-1 vote. Defending Sprint Cup champion Tony Stewart won Thursday's first Gatorade dual qualifying race, while Matt Kenseth took the checkered flag for the second qualifier. That puts both drivers on the second row for Sunday's 54th running of the Daytona 500. And Tiger Woods missed a 5-footer on the 18th to lose his second-round match to Nick Watney. Number one seed Lee Westwood will face Watney in a third-round pairing today. Number one seeds Rory McIlroy and Martin Kamer also advanced. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.